This chazar zeich nishab b'chech l'shagam yom yehudim zeich l'shvim adaf mem gimel. Gemara continues the drushes of Ula, the psukim of the parashat of Paraduma. The pasuk says v'shachat oisa, which teaches that you're not allowed to shecht a second animal along with it using a long knife. The pasuk says the fun of teaches that according to Rav that he may not be mitziach das, and according to Shmuel teaches that a zar may shecht as long as a lazar is looking on. The pasuk says v'lachach a lazar koyin midamay be'etzba'oy. According to Shmuel, this mention of a lazar teaches that at this point the koyin has to take over. According to Rav, this is an exclusion after an exclusion, which makes it an inclusion, allowing the avoyda to be done by a regular koyin as well. The pasuk says v'lachach a koyin eitz erez. According to Shmuel, this teaches that even a regular koyin may do the avoda. According to Rav, teaches that a koyin is needed even though it's not an avoda involving the actual paraduma. Pasuk says v'chibes begad v'akoyin. This teaches that the koyin must be wearing the big day kahuna for the paraduma avoidas. Pasuk says v'tomei akoyin ad orev. This teaches that the big day kahuna must be worn for the paraduma avoidas of future generations as well. In fact, tomorrow this drasha makes sense according to the view that even a regular koyin may do the avoidas. However, according to the view that a koyin gadol is needed, it would be obvious that the big day kahuna are needed. Mar says at times the pasuk states something that it could have been enechanami, could have been learned through a kal v'chomer, but still the Torah says beferish in a pasuk anyway. Pasuk says v'osav ish tar eis efer ha'para v'hiniach. Ish teaches that this may be done by a zar. Tar teaches it may not be done, that the Tar teaches that it may be done even by a woman. Yaniach teaches that it must be done by someone who's a bardas. Zaklimar Mishra says the ashes and the water of the paraduma may be mixed by any person except for a cheresh shoyt of a cotton. Rabbi Huda says a cotton is kosher, but an isha or an androgynous are puzzle. More explained, the Tanakhama's view is based on the pasuk that says "V'loch chulat tamimi afres reifas tachatos," which teaches that the people that are puzzled to gather the ashes are also puzzled to do the mixing. Yehuda says if this was true, the pasuk should have just said "V'lochach" in the singular, as it said regarding the collection of the ashes. The plural form of "V'lochchu" teaches that a cotton is valid for the mixing as well. He says that an isha is puzzled because the pasuk says "V'nosan" using the zohar form. The Tanakhama says the pasuk specifically uses the plural form of lakhu and the singular form of nosan to teach that only one person has to take and only one person has to place, and it need not be the same person who does the taking and does the placing. Pasuk says v'lokach ezav v'tova b'mayim ish tahar. This pasuk regarding sprinkling. So according to the Tanakhama, teaches that ish, but not an isha, and tar comes to include even a cotton. According to Rabbi Yehuda, ish comes to exclude a cotton, and tar comes to include an isha. Pasuk says v'hizah tar ala tome. The unnecessary calling the person tar implies that he's somewhat tome. This teaches that it's full yoim. So when he went to the mikveh but doesn't yet have harish shemesh, is kosher to do the sprinkling of the paraduma. It was taught in front of Rabbi Yechanan that all shchitas may be done by a zar, except for the shchita of the paraduma. Rabbi Yechanan says incorrect. Rather, all shchitas are kosher if done by a zar. We find that Rabbi Yechanan clearly argued on his Rebbe Yerushim Meir Tzadok by saying this shita. The Mishnah said that the Kohen Gadol comes baloi etzel parei shniyah. Fact number, why by the second vidui does he add language about the vidui being for the Kahanim as well, whereas by the first vidui he only mentions himself and his family? Mar says after the first vidui, when the Kohen Gadol is cleansed from his averis, now he's more fit to ask for forgiveness for other people as well. Zuck, the next Mishnah, the Kohen Gadol then shechts his axe and catches the blood in the bowl. He gives the bowl of blood to someone who will mix it on the fourth row of stones in the Heichel so that it does not congeal. He then takes a shovel and goes up onto the Mizbeach. He pushes the coals to the sides and takes a shovel full of coals from the innermost coals. He goes off the Mizbeach and leaves the full shovel on the fourth row of stones in the Azar. Zuck, the Mishnah, every day the Kohen would take the coals with a silver shovel and then transfer them to a gold shovel so as not to ruin the gold from the intense heat. On Yom Kippur, he would take directly with the gold shovel and not transfer it. Every day he would use a shovel of 4 kabin to take the coals and transfer it to a shovel of 3 kabin. On Yom Kippur, he would use one shovel of 3 kabin and that's it, not transfer. Rabbi Yossi says every day besides Yom Kippur, he would take coals with a shovel of a sa'ah and transfer it to a shovel of 3 kabin. Not instead of 4 to 3, he said it was from a saw to 3 kab. Zok the Mishnah Vaita. Every day the shovel was heavy, when Yom Kippur it was light. Every day the shovel had a short handle, Yom Kippur had a long handle. Rabbi Nachman says every day the gold shovel was of yellow gold, but on Yom Kippur it was rose gold. Zok the Mishnah, every day he would offer a half a mon of the Keteris in the morning and half of it in the afternoon, but on Yom Kippur he would offer an additional 2 handfuls. Zok the Mishnah, every day the Keteris was ground until it was fine, daka, but on Yom Kippur it was made to be daka, mina daka, extra fine. Zuck the Mishnah, every day the Kahanim would go up the ramp on the east and go down on the west side of the ramp, and on Yom Kippur the Kohen Gadol would go up and down in the middle of the ramp. But Yehuda says the Kohen Gadol always went up and down in the middle of the ramp, even not on Yom Kippur. Zuck the Mishnah, every day the Kohen Gadol washes his hands and feet from the Kiyar, but on Yom Kippur he uses a golden flask to wash his hands. But Yehuda says the Kohen Gadol always washes his hands and his feet from a golden flask. Rabbi Meir says every day there were 4 fires on the Mizbech, but on Yom Kippur there were 5. Rabbi Yossi says every day there were 3 fires on the Mizbech, but on Yom Kippur there were 4. Rabbi Yehuda says every day there were 2 fires on the Mizbech, and Yom Kippur, there were 3.